Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last weekend's coup attempt in Turkey signaled major political upheaval in the country and economic turmoil as well. Quite a change from the seeming economic stability Turkey had been experiencing in recent months. The Turkish lira had strengthened, the main stock index was up, and Israeli businesses were eager to invest following a mending of relations. And then there was the attempted coup. So what happens now with the Turkish economy? Business journalist Ali Velshi was in Turkey recently, and he joins us now. Hi there, Ali.
Hey, Magna. Good to talk to you, although not a good occasion for it.
Yeah, agreed. So describe to us what impact does the attempted coup have on Turkey's ties to the global economy?
Well, you know, you have to have the context around Turkey to appreciate it. Turkey was a country that under the now president, then Prime Minister Erdogan, really made a push toward trying to fix its economy. They really wanted to push toward joining the European Union, and they had to update a lot of things in their society and economy to do so. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, Europe made it clear that Turkey wasn't really welcome in the European Union. And Erdogan really started to ally with the Islamists and as a result changed the priorities in Turkey. It started facing less west and a little more east. But at the same time, it's a NATO partner and it's the biggest standing army in NATO outside of the United States. So it's our partner in the fight against terror, but it's starting to face east a little more than west.
So what impact does that have then on Turkey and its economy? I mean, because at one time, as I remember it, maybe even very recently, like investors and funds looked at it as one of the good emerging market countries.
It was like a successor to the BRICS. It was a great place with great stability. Well, what's happened now is increasingly as Erdogan turned east, he started to clamp down on the media. He started to clamp down on opposition. It was not as free and vibrant a society. And this coup has, in some cases, given him an excuse to clamp down more. So there have been mass firings across the government, a clamp down. He's talking about reimposing the death penalty. And it's certainly hurting his relations with the West and certainly in the eyes of investors. We saw on Friday a very steep drop in the value of the Turkish lira. It started to recover a little bit, but it just seems very uncertain.
Well, so you mentioned the changes that Turkey had made in its hopes of joining the European Union. Very recently, President Erdogan did not dismiss calls for Turkey to possibly reinstate the death penalty. The European Union says if that happens, then Turkey's ascension hopes are gone. They're over. I mean, will this tumult just further then the uncertainty, economic and political, surrounding this very important country?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the EU is really clear on the fact that you have to do X, Y, and Z to join the EU. But at the same time, the EU really needs Turkey's help because, as you know, many of the refugees coming into Europe have to cross through Turkey, or at least those who were coming from Syria and Iraq. There are fewer of them now, but they want Turkey to hang on to these refugees and help them resettle back into Syria or Iraq once things settle down. So the EU's got to be careful about what it says to Turkey, but absolutely, having the death penalty in an EU country is a non-starter. But Erdogan is feeling fairly emboldened. This is not a good turnout for anyone.
Business journalist Ali Velshi, thank you so much, Ali. It's always great to have you.
My pleasure.